So this next song is also one that I wrote, and it's got a little story that I sometimes like to tell that goes along with it. It involves Ed, Steve, and I. Steve Doyle on bass, by the way. I brought these guys from New York. Ed Decker on guitar. You can see him back there. The three of us play at the Carlisle Hotel on Sundays about 5 or 6 months a year. And we were playing our normal night, and people kind of come and go. And we were in the middle of I don't want to say cheesiest, but maybe loungiest song. And Steve stands right here, and Ed plays guitar and sits right back here and back at me because the room is small. So I'm playing, you know, tall and tan and young and lovely, girl from Ipanema. So singing that, and then all of a sudden, you know, I'm in the zone. And then Ed comes up and says something in my ear. He says, "Paul McCartney just walked in." So I looked to my right in the corner, and sitting down, sure enough, was Sir Paul McCartney. And of course I'm thinking, oh, and I'm like, "Ooh, but I watch her so sadly." And then I think, okay, be cool. So I'm trying to think what I'm going to play next, right? So my first instinct maybe is to go, you know, "Hey Jude, don't make it bad." But I decided against that, which is probably good. So I thought, you know, I've got one of the greatest living songwriters in the entire world sitting just a few feet away. I'm going to make him listen to my songs. It's an opportunity. So, and it was a great, great time because, you know, he came in with this beautiful, beautiful woman, and he paid no attention to her the entire time. It was just him watching the music. And this next song in particular, you know, I kind of wanted to see what he thought of it, and I would finish a phrase and try to make eye contact with him, you know, without being creepy. I don't, you know, like, what's the line? I'm actually, while I'm singing this song, thinking, I don't want to be creepy, but I want to look. So anyway, after each phrase, you know, I could see him kind of go, "No, all right, you know, good." It's the best I can do with the Paul McCartney. And then after we played our show, he came up, and the room fell into a hush as he came up to me and went out to shake my hand. And that's the last thing I remember, actually, but I'm told that he said really nice things. And anyway, here's that song that I got to play for Sir Paul, and it's called "How I Will Say I Love You."
Leave my whole world for one. play the fool, I would never know. Break my heart, I'd still be glad I'd found you. And that's how I will say I love you. Them around you, play the fool, I would never know. Break my heart, I'd still be glad I'd found you. And that's how I will say I know I'll That's how I will say I love you.
Thank you. So yeah, because of that song, now Paul and I are BFFs. You know, we text all the time. Guess where I am, LOL. Things like that, it's nice.